USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The VA has some new funding for vets needing housing.
The Veterans Affairs Department has announced three grants to help veterans who are homeless or are at risk of losing their homes. The grants are for the federal budget year that starts October 1st, 2023. The Supportive Services for Veteran Families programs will be awarded to eligible organizations in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
New data has been released by We Count and the nonprofit Society of Family Planning on a decline in abortions since the June Supreme Court decision on Dobbs, which reversed Roe v. Wade and left legal access up to individual states. Dr. Jennifer Ashton clarified on the weekly Sunday program this week what those numbers do not reflect are the women who are forced to get abortions illegally, and therefore it could be skewed. Ashton saying there are now more hurdles for safe access.
When people hear those numbers, to understand that when this decision came out, all it did was put a stop in many states in the country to safe and legal abortion. It's not putting a stop to all abortions. So those numbers are legal reported numbers.
Inflation may be hurting folks making contributions to their retirement.
A lot of Americans have either reduced or stopped contributions to their retirement due to inflation. That's according to a new report from Allianz Life Insurance Company, which puts the number at 54%. Meantime, 43% have taken money from a retirement account to make ends meet. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
With just 9 days until the midterm elections, a recent CBS News poll says Republicans are projected to take control of the House. That party is also doing better with voters who say things in the U.S. are out of control. Democratic candidate for North Carolina Senator Cheri Beasley says she will address financial concerns from state voters and decrease inflation.
And in the greatest country in the world, folks should not have to make choices around buying groceries or school supplies or high-priced medication. And Congress really can fix this. I mean, we know that the greatest factor really is the supply chain.
Beasley was on CNN's State of the Union. Key issues for voters in this election include inflation, a strong economy, and abortion. Tens of millions of Americans are expected to vote before Election Day on November the 8th. Millions have already cast their ballot. It's old news, but the water crisis is still ongoing in Jackson, Mississippi.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has extended the state of emergency over the water crisis in the capital city of Jackson. Governor Reeves does blame Jackson mayor for the city's water crisis.
What we have proven over the last 52 days is the water struggles in Jackson were specific to the incompetence of this administration and this mayor.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.